title of today's mini podcast is The Magic of Interruption. Here's a secret. Life's secret ingredient is interruption. It takes us out of programmed mode and opens us up to something new. We tend to treat most interruptions as annoyances, when in fact they can be a portal to a new view and a new you. Years ago, our dog Snuffy would interrupt my, quote, busy and important work by plopping a rope right on my lap. I wanted him to go away, but he wanted to play. He interrupted me. When I would take the bait and play tug of war with him, it was always a fun experience, and it always produced a laugh for me. Would I have scheduled that interruption? Nah, I wouldn't have. But each time it happened, I ended up with a pleasurable break I wouldn't normally take. Interrupting ourselves is the agent of change. We run on programmed mode at least 95% of the time. I made that percentage up, but feels right to me. That means we're on automatic pilot most of our lives, and autopilot will only take us to the same place. We are creatures of habit, and these habits are quite reliable, regardless if they serve us or not. When they don't serve us well, interruption is our ticket out of hell. Observing a pattern of behavior while it's happening is what I call noticing. In order to outgrow a pattern, we have to notice it while it's running. The next step is to interrupt the pattern in midstream. Just interrupt what you're doing while you're doing it. This is a two-step process for change. If you truly want to change a behavior, interrupt it each time you notice it while it's running. Each interruption paves the way towards a more useful pattern. The key is repetition of the interruption. I don't know how it works. I only know that it does. It's real magic. It takes discipline to notice, and it takes commitment to constantly interrupt. If you're struggling with change, take the time to notice and interrupt. It works when you make it a mission to work at it. If this two-step process has opened your eyes to a new way, I will happily take credit for interrupting your day. All the best, John.